This is John Batchelor, conversation with Rick Fisher, International Assessment and Strategy Center, about a People's Republic of China space base in southern Argentina. This the result of the Kirchner regime previously, inherited by Javier Milei's Buenos Aires government. The space base is meant for tracking, we're told. However, there are questions raised about what other uses the Chinese could put it to in the event of conflict. This is Rick Fisher's assessment of that space base. It's a tracking radar, communications, and asking questions that haven't been asked by Kirchner, and Milei might answer them. There's a lot of activity around this space base in southern Argentina. Here's Rick Fisher, International Assessment and Strategy Center. Questions to be answered in future by Argentina and by the People's Republic of China, perhaps.
Fernandez de Kirchner left the Chinese a consolation prize, and that is a 50-year lease to a space tracking and control base, which is run by the Strategic Support Force of the People's Liberation Army in Neuquén province. This space base most recently helped guide a new communications relay satellite, Chinese communications relay satellite, to the far side of the moon to help guide future Chinese manned and unmanned missions to the South Pole to advance China's goal of dominating the moon. All of this is very serious. That space tracking and control base can also help guide new Chinese fractional orbital bombardment system nuclear missiles that travel under the Earth, over Antarctica, and up Latin America to attack the United States from trajectories that are undefended. We don't really defend our southern approaches from nuclear missile attack. The Chinese are exploiting this, and they need that base in Argentina in order to make those weapon systems work.
More of this later.